The Supreme Court refused this week to hear a case involving a South Carolina abortion law. The measure allows the state to inspect and copy patient records at clinics where abortions are performed. The High Court's decision means that the law will take effect soon, and some fear it will infringe on the privacy between doctors and patients. NPR's Kathy Law reports.
South Carolina is the only place where state officials will be allowed to open, inspect, and copy confidential patient medical records at women's clinics. The law was intended to strengthen the way clinics are regulated, but it has been on hold for 7 years while the case made its way through the courts. Bonnie Scott Jones with the Center for Reproductive Rights was the lead attorney trying to stop the measure. The way the law reads, Jones says, almost anyone could get access to women's personal information.
If there are medical records sitting in files at the health department and access is not strictly limited and strictly protected, which, you know, state law does not require in this particular context, then there may be unauthorized release of information which could lead to harassment and violence against women that have abortions.
Jones says it's unprecedented for a state to have this kind of broad access to medical records and the ability to keep the records and possibly release them. But South Carolina officials say the legislature passed the regulations to protect patient health and to make clinics safer. Trey Walker is a spokesman for the state attorney general who defended the law. He calls the regulations reasonable health and safety measures.
This information would be made available to investigators only if the state licensing authority, which is the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, was actually conducting an investigation of a clinic. Therefore, it would be highly unlikely that this information would be released to the public or available to the public.
By refusing to hear the case, the Supreme Court let the decision of the Fourth Circuit stand. That court is considered one of the most conservative in the country. Anti-abortion activists say all facilities where abortions are performed should be forced to make their information available. Mary Spaulding Balsh is with the National Right to Life Committee.
I mean, it's a question of whether or not a state has the right to regulate surgical procedures and outpatient facilities. And I think that that when the Fourth Circuit said yes, the state does have that right, that's reasonable and should be expected by the ordinary person on the street.
But others say clinics where abortions are performed are already regulated by laws that apply to doctors' offices in the state. Vicky Saporta, head of the National Abortion Federation, says South Carolina is jeopardizing patient confidentiality.
Women will think twice about accessing reproductive health care services if they know their records could be made available to third parties. And women should be able to expect and rely on their health care provider to keep their identities confidential.
Abortion rights activists fear more states will follow South Carolina's lead. An Arizona law making its way through the appeals court involves inspecting medical records at clinics. And in Texas, a law allows state officials to collect the names of women who obtain abortions, but it includes confidentiality protection. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.